The Washington State Convention Center says that last year alone, Seattle lost $693 million. That's because the city doesn't have enough meeting and hotel space. Well, some relief may be on the way. The development company RC Hedrine plans to build a 1,700-room hotel on the site of Seattle's Greyhound bus station. If completed, the hotel would be the largest convention hotel north of San Francisco. That's getting to be a bigger if. Mark Stiles is a reporter from the Puget Sound Business Journal who's been covering this story. Mark, thank you so much for speaking to us today.
Hi, a pleasure to be here. Thanks.
So I understand from your story, RC Hedrine is threatening to pull the plug on the hotel. Why is that?
Well, this project requires an alley vacation, and a labor union is saying that this project would be too big and bring too many low-wage jobs to downtown, and so they are politicking at City Hall to ask questions, they say. Mr. Hedrine would say that they're politicking at City Hall to block the project as a means of unionizing this proposed hotel.
Now, an alley vacation, of course, isn't an alley taking a trip. It's when they have to take a public alley or an alley that could be used and is taken over by a private business of some kind. And it's a pretty controversial thing in certain neighborhoods at certain times. Are these union objections to this part of the hotel project getting any traction at City Hall?
Based on a preliminary conversation that I had with Councilman O'Brien, yes, that the arguments are resonating at City Hall, at least with Councilmember O'Brien.
Now, you've been reporting that the RC Hedrine Company says what the union really wants is for this new hotel to be a union workplace. What are union officials saying? Are they conceding that's the bigger game they're playing here?
No, they're saying that that's really not their issue at this point. They're saying that they're just asking questions. They are concerned that the size of the hotel, it could have up to 1,200 employees, would bring so many low-wage jobs to downtown that it would stress the social safety net. But I, you know, my hunch is that ultimately, this is about unionizing that property, though they're not saying that that's the case.
Mark, are most downtown Seattle hotels unionized now, or are any of them?
Yes, not most. A small number of them are. I don't have that figure right off the top of my head. Union hotel workers, according to the union, make about $30,000 a year plus benefits. Non-union hotel workers, they say, make about $23,000 a year.
Mark Stiles, reporter for the Puget Sound Business Journal. Thanks a lot, Mark.
Sure. Thanks for having me.